And as I said, we're soliciting your thoughts on the primary season, on the continuing race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Some people feel it's going on too long to the detriment of the Democrats. Others feel that it actually will help the Democrats. John McCain has been out there recently, both scoring points and also having real problems revealed. The New York Times had a big article today about some of the ethical issues that he is going to have to deal with. There, as we mentioned earlier, Lincoln Chafee feels that he has flip-flopped on just so many issues that he may be vulnerable, but it sounds like all of the candidates may be vulnerable, and we would love to know what you're thinking. Our number 212-433-9692. Marty from Wyckoff, New Jersey. Hi.
How you doing today?
Okay. What about you, Marty?
I'm doing great. I think Hillary should keep running because until either Obama or Clinton get this locked up, 2025, whatever the number is, it's wide open. And if it's wide open, even at the convention, even though Obama mathematically has it locked up as far as he won't lose the lead up until the convention, if no one has it locked at the convention, and then after the first ballot, it's wide open, and all the delegates are released, maybe she'll win on a second or third or 15th ballot. That's why I think she should continue to run.
But there is the other side of this. If Barack Obama does have enough of a lead so that Hillary doesn't have a chance, and some people are saying that's true, then an awful lot of money is going to be spent in continuing this fight over the primary season. Wouldn't that put the Democrats in a disadvantage?
My point is that if Obama can't win 2025 either, then he doesn't have it locked up. The rules are very clear. Regardless of who the winner is, there is no winner until there's 2025. Right. That's why they have a convention.
And, well, actually, in recent years, we haven't had those kinds of conventions, but this is almost a reminder of the old days when actually went into conventions and had a decision made at the convention.
Yeah.
Just one other thing. So do you think that Hillary has a chance? Are you supporting Hillary Clinton for president?
No, I'm an independent, and I don't know who I'm right now. I'm leaning towards McCain, but my vote is always open until the first Tuesday of November. I'm a classic independent. I'm unaffiliated with any party.
Well, I understand that, but what can you give me the reasons you're supporting John McCain?
I'm leaning towards McCain.
Well, leaning
now,
toward McCain.
Why am I leaning towards him?
Yes.
I'm leaning towards him because I think that he's a transition candidate. If he does run, it's unlikely he'll be a second. He'll run for a second time. I think to draw an analogy, when you take hot and cold, things crack. That's what happened with Jimmy Carter, who I supported very much in '77 and '80. But I learned from that election that we're in a dramatic transition. The way we were when Kennedy won in 60, the way we were when Reagan won in 80. And I think that transition, this particular transition, might be better for the country if it happens slowly rather than quickly. And I think that Barack Obama, without a doubt, will be and should be president at some point in the future. But I don't know what he's about yet. I don't think he has enough experience. And, you know, change cuts both ways. It's good or bad. I think that McCain is anyone that can make the Democrats and the Republicans angry the way McCain has is probably doing something well, and that's why so many independents like him.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. Our number here is 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. And our next caller is are you also from New Jersey?
Hi, yeah. I am.
What's your name?
My name's Becca.
Hi, Becca.
I'm a senior at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey.
And what are your thoughts?
Well,
can you vote? Are you 18 years old?
I am, and I'm very excited.
Uh-huh.
On my 18th birthday, which was last week, everyone kept telling me to go out and, like, buy cigarettes, but all I kept saying was that I just wanted to vote.
Uh-huh. And who do you want to vote for?
Personally, I'm an Obama fan.
Uh-huh.
There has, the reason that I called in is that in my school, there are a couple of boys who started sort of a protest, which is they won't shave until Hillary drops out.
So the majority of students at your school are supporting Barack Obama?
Absolutely.
And they won't shave? Well, you know, you don't have to shave. I don't know whether you shave legs and things like that, but would you do that sort of thing yourself?
Actually, my legs are getting pretty gross right now. but there are quite a few beardy boys walking around, and there are girls walking around with some pretty fuzzy legs.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually gotten to be a pretty big thing.
So are you going to get in touch with Hillary Clinton and ask her, for the sake of beauty, to drop out of this race? South Orange needs her to drop out simply because everybody's looking so gross?
South Orange and Maplewood need her to drop out. We have prom in a couple weeks. And, you know, absolutely, for the sake of beauty, we need her to concede defeat.
It sounds like it could also be quite itchy.
Yes.
Prom. Thank you so much for your call.
No problem. Have a good day.
And Peter from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. My point is that it's in the Obama camp to bring this to a close if they would only sit down and settle Florida and Michigan. Even if Clinton gets her due of Florida votes, the best that anyone can imagine is that she would split Michigan, and that would not do it. It's the only way to lance this boil is to get those two states in. That's why Hillary keeps campaigning, because she owes it to the voters. But if those two states were counted in, it would be very clear, and in fact Obama would have a clear majority.
But isn't Hillary breaking the rules here? The Democratic National Committee told those two states not to move up their primaries, and then told the candidates not to campaign in those states, but Hillary did campaign nonetheless.
She did not campaign in Florida.
No.
She did not campaign in Michigan.
She kept her name on the ballot.
She kept her name in Michigan. They both kept their name on in Florida. The Republican legislature and Republican governor of Florida made the primary where it was. But it's clear, it's clear to any objective people that Michigan will be split, and that Florida will probably be given its slight majority to Clinton. And once that's done, it's over. Clinton doesn't have enough votes, but Obama won't let that happen, won't get into a room and settle.
Yeah, maybe he thinks that he has the nomination tied up, and he doesn't want to do that because he doesn't have to. I suspect that any politician in that position...
He doesn't have to, but he can't complain that Mrs. Clinton keeps campaigning while those votes are still out there.
I don't think he's complaining. I think what he's been doing, whether it's upsetting the Clinton camp or not, is he's been talking as though that campaign is over. And I'm sure that it's been upsetting the Clinton campaign just a bit. Thank you for your call. Shanaz, is it?
Yes, this is Shanaz calling.
From Port Washington. Hi, Shanaz.
I am a constant listener, and I'm not sure if it came through, but I love your show. You know, I think that there are several issues here. One is that we are a Democratic Party. We are not the Republican Party. And if one or two candidates are willing to go on with the process, they are welcome to do so, because that's the way we look at it. And that is, it is their choice, and we leave that open. We are not ordering anyone to get out so we can look uniform. The other thing is that I do agree that Mrs. Clinton didn't do the right thing, and there is no expectation that should be considered from the Obama campaign to concede in any way. I think that would be completely unfair.
But you're saying she should stay in. And, you know, you'd be surprised at how many calls have come in so far saying just that.
You know, if she decides that she would like to stay, it's her money, it's her time, and it is her conviction and her supporters' conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should tell her what to do. She should decide what is good for her campaign, and the supporters should decide what is good for her campaign. And if Obama is the right person to be voted for and chosen, he will be. It doesn't matter if Ms. Clinton stays in the campaign. As long as the discussions are clear and we are fair about going on with the campaign and not conceding because we've just been told to, I think that would be the mistake that the other thing is, if she thinks she's going to bow out, I think she should bow out respectfully and at the right time. I don't think it is good for the complete defeat to happen before she bows out.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your call. Our next caller is from Berlin. I assume Berlin, Germany, Aaron?
Yes, correct.
You're listening on the internet, I'm assuming,
mm-hmm.
but following what's going on back home.
Yes, very closely.
And what are your feelings about this primary?
Well, the thing that I found interesting, I had been reading a bit about, there's so much speculation about different ways that it can come out, but I don't think that many people are aware that sometimes one camp can bail out the other camp's financial problems as an incentive for the candidate to stop. So a lot of people may be arguing whether or not it's possible for her to win, whereas internally, Clinton's campaign, a lot of people, there's been a lot of rumors that it's more or less over for them, but they may be continuing to possibly pressure Obama's camp to bail out some of her financial problems, because I believe at this point she's $20 million in debt of her own money for the campaign.
I don't know what the figure is, but yes, they're, right now she's working on a deficit and loaning her campaign personal funds.
And from what I had read is that this is something that has happened before, but more behind closed doors. And I think since Obama's put so much energy into raising a, like, more of a grassroots fundraiser rather than relying more on political action committees, that if something like that got out, that his campaign had given her $20 million so she would drop out at the appropriate time, then I think that would really kind of undercut the image that he's been trying to present as more of the independent thinker, bridging people together, not really the token candidate from the Democratic machine.
Aaron, do you speak to a lot of Americans in Berlin?
Yeah, I think I keep a bit more abreast with it than a lot of my other American friends here. But
well, we have a friend who used to work on the show, Josh Ward, who now lives in Berlin, and I know he's paying a lot of attention, just as though he were living here. But is there a sentiment? Are there certain candidates who have more appeal than others?
Well, I think that within my friends and also our age group, it seems to be that Obama is much more popular. I'm just a bit biased because I still work for an American company, and as the dollar gets weaker and weaker, living here gets a little more complicated for me personally. So,
yeah, well,
I'm
the euro
a bit
is really
more interested in the U.S. politics than I think some of my friends that are living here in Germany are.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. I think we'll sneak one more call in. John from Westchester. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I just have a comment. I'm reading Al Gore's book about the framers of the Constitution, how they were so cautious about allowing power to be consolidated among a few. And I think there should almost be an amendment that families, there should be one family member running for office for the president. So Hillary should be eliminated. I think she should drop out.
You should only be one family member, but we already had Adamses, we had Bushes.
Correct. Yes, Bushes, too many Bushes.
Roosevelts, although they were cousins.
Correct.
And the Roosevelts were pretty good presidents, weren't they?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
And if Abraham Lincoln had had a son, I think people probably would have voted for him, too.
All right. I just think enough. We should get away from the Clintons and the Bushes. Time for change.
I see.
Hillary should withdraw.
So you're supporting Barack Obama?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. By the way, I would say that just looking over the people who have been calling in so far, the majority are definitely supporting Hillary staying in the race until she decides to get out. Well, okay, we'll take one more call from David from Brooklyn. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hello. I want to make a comment about John McCain recently terminating several of his advisors. There's a phrase, character is what happens when nobody's looking, and a definition of that. And John McCain knew for a long, long time that some of his closest advisors, at least one of his closest advisors, was also working with Myanmar government. And I just find that reprehensible, disgusting. And sure, it's great that he terminated him, but he also tolerated that coexistence. And I certainly think that's a reflection on his judgment and his morality.
Well, that sounds to me, David, like we're already into the campaign.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're not going to vote for John McCain. Who do you think you will vote for?
Mr. Obama.
If the Democratic primary took place today, I don't know who you voted for when it was here, but if it took place today, you'd be voting for Barack Obama?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Although, as I said, the great majority of calls that came in said, Hillary, stay in the race until you decide it's time to drop out. And I want to thank all of you so much who have called in. We'll continue talking about these sorts of things as this show progresses. In fact, we got until November to talk politics, and then maybe we'll even talk about politics after that.